The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, October the 18th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shopper Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. A shooting in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, abductions in Haiti over the weekend, and the latest political news from Magdalene Rose. Park City Mall in Lancaster, Pennsylvania was shut down after a shooting was reported there yesterday afternoon. Two women told local news that they were hiding in a closet of a Lush store after they heard a commotion and people running. A video posted on social media appears to have captured the sound of gunfire inside of the mall, as shoppers were seen running to safety. Lancaster County dispatchers told local television that there were multiple police and emergency crews on the scene. A Lancaster City Police desk sergeant told the New York Post that several injuries were reported and, quote, a couple of people were in custody. In other news, a group of 17 missionaries and family members were abducted in Haiti on Saturday. The missionaries were part of Christian Aid Ministries based in Ohio and were kidnapped while visiting an orphanage. In an update posted on its website on Sunday afternoon, Christian Aid Ministries asked for prayers for a, quote, resolution. It said the group included 5 men, 7 women, and 5 children. Nearly all of those abducted were U.S. citizens, with 1 Canadian citizen in the group. The group stated, quote, as an organization, we commit the situation to God and trust Him to see us through. May the Lord Jesus be magnified and many more people come to know His love and salvation. A former Secretary of State comments on the state of things. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Biden's foreign policy fails to understand the harsh reality of good versus evil, warning in an interview with Fox News that without considering the ramifications of his administration's actions around the globe, America will be diminished. Up until Trump entered politics in late 2015 and the entire political system changed, in some ways crumbled, previous secretaries of state would not often blast current presidents' administrations. They would not go out there and, in the minds of a lot of people in media, undermine the current efforts by the American State Department. However, we are now in a post-Trump political process where that does happen. So it's interesting to see Mike Pompeo, who was the Secretary of State and CIA director and in Congress, going out there and blasting Biden's foreign affairs and foreign policy, because he's somebody who actually knows how the State Department runs. And I think we might even see Mike Pompeo go even further and start to condemn specific actions by the Biden administration, especially when it comes to the State Department, because around the world, America's image is diminished. Our allies are angry about what happened in Afghanistan. People feel unsafe while traveling to other countries. And the more that Mike Pompeo, as a former Secretary of State, lays into Biden and gives specifics, the more traction they will get against Biden when it comes to 2024 and foreign affairs for the GOP. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Our quote of the day comes from Mother Teresa. Let us always meet each other with smile, for the smile is the beginning of love. Coming up, our saint of the day. This saint was a companion of St. Paul the Apostle and the most literary of the New Testament writers. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The era of the Biden regime, the Great Reset, and the Corona Doom are all marked by one thing: evil. Top-down, authoritarian evil. From vax and mask mandates to the FBI's involvement in the January 6th setup. But American patriots are fighting back through the Red Pill Expo and Red Pill University. Now, the mission of the Expo and the University is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. In other words, we're here to dispel the illusions that often shroud the most important aspects of our lives. Come and join G. Edward Griffin, Del Bigtree, Dr. David Martin, and yours truly, your MC, in Lafayette, Louisiana, for the Red Pill Expo on November 6th and 7th. For the complete speaker and exhibitor list and for registration details on attending the expo live or via streaming video, use our convenient link, crusadechannel.com/redpill. That's crusadechannel.com/redpill.
Today we look at the life of St. Luke. Luke wrote one of the major portions of the New Testament, a two-volume work comprising the third gospel and the Acts of the Apostles. In the two books, he shows the parallel between the life of Christ and that of the church. He is the only Gentile Christian among the gospel writers. Tradition holds him to be a native of Antioch, and Paul calls him, quote, our beloved physician. His gospel was probably written between the years of 70 and 85 AD. Luke appears in Acts during Paul's second journey, remains at Philippi for several years until Paul returns from his third journey, accompanies Paul to Jerusalem, and remains near him when he is imprisoned in Caesarea. During these 2 years, Luke had time to seek information and interview persons who had known Jesus. He accompanied Paul on the dangerous journey to Rome, where he was a faithful companion. Luke wrote as a Gentile for Gentile Christians. His gospel and the Acts of the Apostles reveal his expertise in classic Greek style, as well as his knowledge of Jewish sources. There is a warmth to Luke's writing that sets it apart from that of the other synoptic gospels, and yet it beautifully complements those works. The treasure of the scriptures is a true gift of the Holy Spirit to the church. Finally, Facebook-owned Instagram censored evolutionary biologist Colin Wright last week after he posted a study from a major medical journal showing male-to-female transgender people, aka biological men, have a natural advantage over biological women in multiple sports. The Masters of the Universe reportedly consider the post to be, quote, hate speech. The 2020 Tokyo Olympics saw male-to-female transgender athletes compete in a number of women's events, including weightlifting. In a post on Twitter, Wright revealed that Instagram took down his post for violating its rules against, quote, hate speech. The post that the Facebook-owned platform deemed to be, quote, hateful, considered an image from one of the studies showing the advantage for biological males across a range of sports. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.